This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. It is the Murphy's Law of flying. If there is a screaming, kicking, and or crying child on the flight, chances are he or she will be sitting directly behind you. Many travelers see one possible solution to this situation: put all the kids in a separate section of the plane. That's according to a poll recently conducted by airfarewatchdog.com. George Hobica is the site's creator, and he joins us now. Welcome back to Day to Day. And George, you surveyed about 10,000 people. What did you find?
Actually, it's up to 20,000 now, and 85% of respondents want to have a separate section for kids and babies on the plane.
An entire separate section. How would you even conceivably try to do that?
Well, it logistically might be hard, but let's consider way back when, we had a smoking section, and that seemed to work. We banned smoking because it was obnoxious, and for a lot of people, screaming kids are obnoxious too.
I can't help but wonder, if you put a whole bunch of kids who are wound up together, isn't that going to make the situation even worse?
It's going to be bedlam. No, actually, parents will be more supported if they have other parents with kids. You know, it's much better sitting next to another parent with screaming kids rather than a grumpy business person.
Except if you're the one person that is in the row directly in front of this entire section.
Yes, and that happened. Yep, that happened with smokers, too. Like, you know, you're too close to the smoking section. You got a whiff, so nothing's perfect.
How exactly did parents with small children respond to this survey of yours?
Actually, some of them in comments said that, you know, it might be a good idea. They won't have to defend themselves or feel guilty when their kids, you know, act up.
In this world where airlines are dealing with things like high fuel prices and charges for extra bags, do you think there is any chance that something like this would ever happen?
Realistically, probably not. But again, look at the smoking section example. It did work with smokers, and it could probably work with kids. The problem is, you know, logistics. If they change the size of the plane due to a cancellation or equipment change, and, you know, God forbid that a businessman stuck in the kids section, I mean, he'd go ballistic.
When you buy tickets, a lot of the times the airlines will ask you the age of a child. Do they do anything with that information at all?
Well, if the child is two or under, you can put the child in your lap and not pay a fee on domestic flights and only about 10% of the adult fare on an international flight. So that's why they ask that.
But they're not doing anything with that information. They're not trying to segregate the families by any means.
No, I don't think any airlines really looked at this seriously. I heard a rumor that Southwest Airlines was considering it. And, of course, Southwest is always very innovative. They're the ones who make an obese passenger buy a second seat, no questions asked. So they were, I think, looking at this, but even they gave up on it.
So in the meantime, if you don't have a separate section for children, how can flyers make the most of a flight?
Well, I never fly anywhere without noise-canceling headphones or noise-blocking headphones. That's the first step. I mean, you know, block them out. The other thing, too, is, you know, if there's a problem, speak to the flight attendant, and the flight attendant may be able to reseat you or talk to the parents. I mean, there was a case where four kids and their parent was shoved off of a Southwest Airlines plane because they were really roaming around the aisles and wouldn't sit down. And, you know, that's the extreme case. You don't want to ask the flight attendant to kick them off, but ask them to, you know, settle down. If that doesn't work, talk to the parents nicely yourself. And if that doesn't work, just, you know, cry and wail yourself, I guess.
George, what about you? Do you have kids?
I don't. I have a dog who sometimes barks and annoys my neighbors, so that's the closest I get to that. But
Do you bring the dog on the plane?
No, I don't. It's too expensive now. It costs like $80 or $100 each way.
George Hobica runs the discount airfare website, airfarewatchdog.com. Thanks for joining us.